Welcome back to the Falls Cast, brought to you by the Falls Free Press in beautiful Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. We are recording Sunday, May 17th. It's a nice day out right now, a lot better than yesterday.
Yes.
Sunny out.
Birds are chirping.
Degrees. Birds are chirping.
Birds are fighting.
Mama, yeah, I can hear.
Mama bird is feeding the baby birds and having a bunch of stuff going on in our yard.
Yep. We're here with some of our favorite false casters. We've got Cassie.
Good morning.
We've got Suzanne.
Hello.
We've got Bald Guy.
Bald Guy is not here.
And myself, Bart.
Yay, Bart.
Good luck to the Mulays.
Never stop being a parent.
No. No interview again because, you know, life.
What?
Why does life gotta get in the way?
Does that?
Stupid.
Check out our website. Keep up with the city council notes and the police blotter.
Yes.
Oh, police blotter. And tell us what you think. Tell us what you think of the paper, of the podcast. Tell us what you think. What is in your brain?
Are you really asking them? That's kind of open-ended there.
Do it.
So yeah, how's everybody doing?
Good. I'm tired today, but good. Gonna try to get outside a little bit today.
I'm waiting for the weather to finally settle down.
To get into your pool.
Yeah, she's getting it cleaned.
Ooh.
Herbs.
Can you hear
them? Yep. They're really going at it.
They're really
is that
loud.
You? I was like, is my TV burping, chirping?
Is it on mine? You can hear mine?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I have a noise cancellation on it, too. Here, let me shut the window. Maybe that might help.
I got a kittens on TV now for...
cat TV.
I do. Herbs I play it disappeared. For the cat.
I see a cat tail.
I know. She's like, this is what she does. And then she won't go away.
Well, she heard the birds.
She does. She's like, oh, I want to be out there.
Yeah, I got a robin's nest on my downspout outside of my office, the front bedroom window.
Oh, do you?
I haven't looked at it lately, but it was there a couple weeks ago, and the mama was up on the roof, like, looking at me, like, what are you doing?
Stay away. Yeah, they get noisy when they're the babies. Little babies demanding to be fed.
Silly burbs.
Uh-huh. Well, yesterday I spent outside in the rain all day for Tiki Flea.
Yay! How was it?
That was yesterday? Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, that doesn't sound
good. I mean, the few hours that it wasn't raining, it was super.
And then?
And then it rained again.
And then
it is.
And then
we were talking about whether or not we have more rain this year or last year. And I don't remember, but Mike said it was like rained so much last year in April, May. But I think this year we just have more quantity of it. Like more of it has been dumping
in a shorter period.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we already had our fill.
Definitely. Our backyard is mud. I mean, I'm sure everybody understands this in Cuyahoga Falls. When we had that just rain that just like dumped, we had our backyard that was completely flooded out and it's just been crazy. So I'm looking forward to it to finally kind of start drying out a little bit and maybe not be such a muddy mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wishful thinking.
It's going to happen, and then it's going to be get really dry, and then we'll be
like,
it'll
be super dry, like, oh, we need some rain.
Need some rain, yeah. Yep. Never happy.
That's what we do.
But our water-loving plants are perfectly happy. Our Japanese maple is more beautiful than it's ever been. And
it's like, fuck yeah.
We have a few things that are loving it. Some plants that are like, nope, and just wants to die off. But, yep, hopefully.
They're weak and shouldn't exist.
Is that it?
And hack it.
If you can't handle it, you just don't deserve
it. Get out of the bed.
We have talking about birds, and maybe one of our listeners are more of an expert than what I am. But Kathy, I don't know if you've seen the crows that are coming around our neighborhood. So we have these two crows that keep coming around and hanging out on the neighbor's fence. Every single time I see these crows, there's a blue jay with it.
Oh.
And I watch the blue jay come and get some food or looking for, you know, scavenging for some food. And the crows just kind of hang out there. Now, I know that blue jays and crows are related, like, which I just found this out. Okay. I'm like, how old am I? And I just found out that they're related.
I didn't know that.
They're a morbid family.
Yep. Yep. Which is, I'm like, okay. So I don't know whether or not they're working together. But I have seen blue jays without the crows, but I've never seen the two crows without the blue jay hanging around. Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. So if any of our listeners have more expertise on that, I would love to hear, because I'm now fascinated by that. And the more that so this is where my ADHD comes in. I started researching this because I need to know. And I guess blue jays and crows are actually very social, that they do like to hang around, you know, other birds and, you know, and I think of blue jays as being kind of like more of the mean ones.
Yeah.
But I guess they're more social. They're just big and noisy. And so I think that's why they get a bad rap, but I was very interested in that and whether they're working together, if they're just in cooperation because they're trying to, you know, eat, or is this something that they do? Do they actually just hang out together all the time?
Interesting. I have to pay attention.
Yeah. Look for when you see the two crows, I've named them Bonnie and Clyde. And I always see the blue jay, and the blue jay will come and like sit on the fence for a while and then come down and try look for some food. And then they're just always together. I don't know.
It's because they're silly.
Mm-hmm. I love them. I want to befriend them, but then I'm kind of afraid because I hear like if you start feeding them and then you don't feed them, they remember and they'll remember.
Yeah, they remember you.
Years, and then they'll pass it down to their kids and they will hate you forever. So.
Yeah, I had heard that they remember.
Yeah.
Remember who's nice to them, who's not nice to them.
Yep. And they say they pass it down to their kids. So they could have, you could have like forever crows coming after you, and I don't want that. I want the crows to go after my enemies, not me.
Kathy, go after Kathy.
Maybe they'll come swimming in your pool, the crows.
Well, I will say, you know, before when the winter cover was there and had water on it, they were all using it as a bird bath. And now it's off, but they do sit on the ring of it. I think they're thinking, I'm like, where's the bird bath at? But yeah, I gotta clean the
bird bath ever.
I gotta clean the ridge of it because, you know, they left me treats all over the place.
Yeah.
Crusties.
Yeah. Kind of nasty. But yeah, when I had the cover on, they're definitely in there taking a bird bath.
That is hilarious. You would think, like, with the chlorine and stuff, that they wouldn't want to.
Well, with the winter cover, melted. Yeah, it had melted snow and rain on it.
I got you now. Yeah.
So, and then with the solar cover, they'll land on that too, and if it's a little bit of water on it. But now that that's gone, they just look at it like,
what the heck?
Yeah, like it looks different. I don't know if they try.
But I hope you didn't upset the crows or Bonnie and Clyde. Well, I should say. Yeah. I mean,
we'll find out.
Bonnie and Clyde are not going to be nice to you. They will bring you treats if you're nice.
Do you have a bird feeder? Or no?
Yes. A bird feeder?
Wait.
Oh, yeah, multiple.
Yeah.
I was debating if I wanted to. Because I used to put seed out for birds in the squirrels. Mm-hmm. But now with the pool, I don't know if I want to attract them to me.
No, you probably don't, because they will get, they'll think, I don't know. I just don't know what would happen if they try to drink the water or whatever. I don't want them to be like.
Yeah, on a side note, I think this weekend was the largest migratory bird crossing here.
Yeah, turn off your lights so they can, outside lights is what they're saying. As we're talking about our neighbor having.
Yeah.
It's a bird rave. That's all it is. You're going to hear the blade music starting.
I get very excited, and this is my age, I guess, and this is just the kind of excitement I have. I finally have a goldfinch coming to my bird feeders. I've been trying to like attract them for a while. And I have one now that came in. It's so beautiful. It looks like a parakeet. They're just so pretty, but very excited. Yes, I am that age. I got into birds.
It is exciting. When I used to feed them, I'd go out and feed them every day.
Yeah.
I'd have it. But before I had the duck, it'd be by the house, and the cats would sit there and watch every single day.
Yep.
And it was entertaining. You could just sit and watch them between the squirrels and the birds.
Yep. Yep. I enjoy it. I like watching them. We have grackles right now, which are noisy, and I can't stand them, but they're two little baby grackles, and that's probably what you're hearing, because mama's going around trying to feed these baby grackles, and they have, like, the one has, like, their feathers sticking all over the place, like, it's just, like, you know, it's just brand new, and it looks like a hot mess, but, I'm not a big fan of, like, no, they're starlings, not grackles. They're starlings. I don't mind grackles. Huh. Starlings come and swarm. There you go. That's just my ADHD brain. I'll stop now.
Jump into the round table here. First off, sad news. A shooting back at the beginning of the month at Noisy Oyster Pub.
Yeah.
It left 31-year-old Eric Schaefer from Cogga Falls dead. Oh. He was shot multiple times in the chest.
Oh my gosh. Did anybody hear about like why or the motive or what the heck happened?
It looks like the suspect fled on foot. You know, this article's from when it happened, so.
Right. I think it sounded like a targeted hit, though, right? I
mean, it did sound, yeah.
It wasn't like a random gunfire. Not that that makes it any better, but.
But it does sound like the pub is back open now, so.
That's good. That's sad, though. It's really sad.
What's not sad?
What? What's not sad? Tell me some happy news.
Issue number 5 passed.
Woohoo! Now, what is issue number 5?
Nobody wants to support that. Fucking taking more of my tax dollars.
Well, it won 70% to 30%. The Cogga Falls Library levy.
Yay!
Good job, Cogga Falls residents.
Democrats. Sorry.
my God. Yay. That is good. It's always good to fund the library.
Yep.
Because, you know, first it starts there, and then they want a little more money and a little more money and a little more money. Why can't we fix the fucking potholes?
You know what? If I hear, I'm sorry, you're going to trigger me on that. This is why I have
it's
to.
It's a war zone out here. It's a third world country.
I can't handle it. Have anybody watched Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
Where Ron just went in there and just filled out the damn pothole himself. That's really what I want to say. Just go get some tar and fill it up yourself, people. Jeez Louise. Sorry. I'm cranky.
Everybody's has an issue with potholes this year.
That's the way it works. Yeah.
Why they think it's just Cogga Falls is beyond me. I mean, some roads are pretty bad. I get it.
Yeah.
But they aren't going to do Portage Trail from like
up to I can't remember where it starts. Yeah. Like 3rd to 13th or something like that. I don't remember.
Yeah, they'll bitch about the construction, and then they're going to bitch about, you know, why can we do this then? And then they're going to bitch how much it costs. And then
they'll complain about it interfering with the traffic for sure.
Oh, sure.
Because then Monroe Falls Bridge is going to be closed for a while, too.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, the South Monroe Bridge. Yeah.
That's going to be major. I mean, that's a major kind of intersection like there.
June through October, I think I saw.
Yeah, it's like 3 months or something.
There must be, must be bad for them to make a decision to kind of shut that down.
Yeah.
But
most part, they found it now than the alternative.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I really don't want, like, you know, the roads collapsing. But
no.
The summer reading program at the Cuyahoga Falls Library, speaking of the library, starts May 28th with the theme, Unearth a Story. This summer, the library turns to the Stone Age with dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
Yes. And I love the summer reading program. There's a program for adults. There's a program for kids. I remember doing the program with my kids. And it's just one of those great things that you can do that is free. And you're getting your kids to read. And it's great.
So when does this happen again?
It's starting May 29th. Dinosaurs.
Side note. You know the Far Side cartoon?
Oh, yeah.
Barry Larson. Everyone knows that. The Stegosaurus with his three spiky little tail thing. Do you know what the little spiky thing is called?
Spiky thing?
The Phagomizer.
It is not. You're lying.
It is. Because they didn't know what to name it. And Gary Larson said, I forget his full name or whatever. But he did a thing like the show Couple Cavemen and whatever got... You know, Thag got killed by the Phagomizer or something like that. And the scientists saw it and liked it, like, oh, let's call it the Phagomizer.
Seriously.
So I think that's what the paleontologists did. They call it the Phagomizer.
That was hilarious. There you go. Well,
I think I was from 81 or 82 or something.
Oh, wow.
I didn't realize Far Side was that far back.
Dude, we had it when we were little. We're old.
No, we're not.
I remember reading it when I was little, like in the Sunday comics. Do people know what Sunday comics are? Do we need to explain that?
Those are still around.
What's a paper?
Oh, okay, good.
I mean, the papers are few and far between. But in those papers, there are comics.
And on the Sunday, they were colored. Like, you would be able to get them, and they had the color in them, and you would read them. It was great.
Weird.
You guys may remember from a previous episode about a certain individual who took a rotisserie chicken from a grocery store.
Oh, yes. I do remember this one. Yes, yes, yes.
Stuffed chicken?
Yeah, I've been thinking about this one.
They struck again.
Shut up.
Seriously?
After being kicked out of the store already, they came in, took a chicken, went to their women's restroom.
Oh, God.
Consumed it. And, the store signed charges against the suspect and fingerprinted them and took them to court.
Okay.
That must be good. Is it that good? Or
what? I don't. Which store is this? Because I
hope
think I want
they
some now.
Ate it first and then did their business, or did they do their business and then?
They were doing it at the same time, dude.
Oh, okay. Well, that's true.
Maybe they have IBS, and if you eat chicken, it goes right through them. So they have to be.
That's a whole new version of the cock meat sandwich.
Oh God.
Just saying.
I don't understand. Okay, so obviously this guy needs help. Was it the same store that he hit?
Yes.
I need to know what chicken this is. This is the best advertisement. I'm sorry, but as a PR person, I'm not a PR person.
It was the State Road grocery store. I'm not going to say which State Road grocery store, but you can figure out.
Which grocery store is on State Road? Let me think about that.
You got
Marks,
you got Acme, you got Market District. But which one has
the district technically on State Road or
technically it's on Portage Trail?
There you
that's
go.
True.
See?
That's true.
So really, which other one did you say it could be? Mark's. I never think about Mark's, but that's true.
I don't think they have rotisserie chicken, do they?
It's Acme. It has to be Acme.
It's probably.
Is that price? Did I read that the other Acme is closing?
Are they?
No.
The one in Stowe. The one in Stowe.
Yeah, Stowe. And they so the Stowe Acme closed like they didn't. I guess apparently they didn't even give their employees notice.
No, surprise.
Everyone came in one day and it's like, guess what? Today's their last day open. And apparently, the Friday after that happened, I mean, it was like a day or so. I drove by there and even the sign, the street sign for it, completely gone.
That quick.
Yeah.
They were prepared. They just forgot to tell their employees. Oops. Oh, well. Jeez Louise.
That's crazy.
That's absolutely crazy. But I think probably the reason why they closed was because they weren't getting that good rotisserie chicken.
Yeah. Could be.
I stuttered. It would have been so much better if I didn't have that little stutter on it. But yep.
Well, maybe Meyer has a better rotisserie chicken. That's why.
I don't know. The one on State Road must have the best one in the world. I don't get it.
But yeah, we'll wait and see if after that person, faces charges, if they're going to come back.
Well, apparently he has something wrong with him. Let's hope they actually get him help or something, because there's something must not be right in the little noggin there to keep on doing that. But it makes a funny story.
It's been 2 weeks. We'll see what happens this week.
2 weeks.
Yeah, he's going to need his chicken soon.
Oh, boy.
Something else that's wacky.
Tabacky.
Students in Mr. Gregory's class at the high school used their engineering skills to design, build, and race in the Superstock Division and the Engineering Design Challenge of the All-American Soapbox Derby. Their car was designed to look like Mater from the Cars movies.
Oh, Mater. Cool.
But it was built backwards.
What?
So it looked like you were driving backwards. And it won second place in the Engineering Design Challenge.
Yay! Very good job, Mr. Gregory's class.
But you can check out their photos on the Cuyahoga Falls City Schools Facebook page of the two cars that they entered. Mayor Walters has announced the new Veteran Banner Program here in the Falls, honoring men and women who served in the armed forces, past and present. Oh, I don't know what Mike just shared. I'm kind of scared.
The whatever. How do you say it?
Tagomizer.
Tagomizer.
Okay.
Sorry. It wasn't rotisserie chicken. Don't worry about it.
That's what was left with the rotisserie chicken. That was a big chicken. Chicken.
So
in the oven that has to be able to cook there, roast that chicken. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'll move on.
No, you're good. The commemorative banners are going to be installed on Portage Trail from 13th to Lillis Drive. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they'll be displayed from July 4th through Veterans Day. Mm-hmm. And so each one will have a military photo, the service member's name, branch. To be eligible to be on there, the veteran or active service member must be a current resident, former resident, or family member of a resident of the Falls. And you can submit to have a banner. Banners are available for $125 each, which includes the graphic design, printing, all of that. And they'll be reserved on a first-come, first-served basis.
Mm, okay. I like that. I know that Stowe does that. When you drive by, they have the banner of everybody. So.
And very so nice. After it's hung, you know, if you apply for it, you can get that banner.
I'll get it.
When it's taken down.
Okay. Well, very nice. Good way to honor our veterans.
So Smoke on the Water Firefighters Challenge is happening Saturday, June 20th from 2 to 10.
Hmm.
And it's happening downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be really nice if I could pull up the event and not just a picture of it. No, but apparently that's not going to happen.
Are we setting the river on fire? Is that what we're doing?
Again. I mean, we know it happens. So, just about a little over a month away, you can watch firefighters from across the area battle it out in a firefighter skills relay competition. Fastest time and ultimate bragging rights.
Oh, yeah.
There will also be food trucks, drinks, and family-friendly activities.
That should be fun. There's always something going on downtown. It's awesome.
Yeah, there is.
And speaking of downtown, but not actually downtown because it isn't downtown, the Memorial Day Parade is coming up.
Oh, yay!
Oh, damn it.
A damn.
Coincidentally, the same place that the banners are going to be at, corner of Portage Trail and Willis Drive.
What? Did they plan that? How smart of them.
That starts at 10:30 a.m. Oh, no, sorry. That starts at 9 a.m. and ends at the cemetery at 10:30 a.m.
See, you would have just steered everybody the wrong way. They would have showed up at 10:30. They would have missed it. They would
way
have
to go,
boycotted boy. Us. We would have just had a big problem.
So, yeah, if you are a parade goer, remember to go check out the parade. But I'm sure if you're a parade goer, you already knew about that because you're a parade goer.
You've been waiting all year for it.
I was a young boy.
You were young? When?
Sorry, I went there. Bart got it.
I got it,
unfortunately.
Is that a part of a song or something?
The Black Parade.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Am I being that dense? Wait, what? What are you talking about?
I'm trying to... Who's the artist?
I want to say it's My Chemical Romance.
But yes.
I could be totally wrong.
Because I just kept wanting to say Death Cab, and I know it's not Death Cab.
Death Cab for Cutie.
I sometimes feel like you're talking a second language, and I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, am I? Where is it?
Where is my super suit?
Why do you need it?
It's for the greater good.
I am the greater
good. I am the greatest good that you'll ever have. Incredibles, come on, people.
There it is. All right. Sorry, I had to. You'll know it.
Oh, yeah. As soon as that heard, yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to the Black Parade.
I don't know how you know these words, though.
You I don't either. Normally, I don't do words.
I only know the opening.
Yeah. Everyone knows one note. that piano. As soon as that piano hits, everyone knows the damn song. Sorry, except for Kathy.
Kathy's like, we have no idea what.
I don't know
saying.
Who the hell.
No, I know who that is.
Romance. What? Who?
Sounds like you. Old people's music old. Is what it is.
Old. Bold.
Hey, our music is now at the grocery store.
Stop.
Also upcoming, the Irish Festival.
Woohoo!
June 12th to the 14th. So just a few weeks away.
That is true and hard to believe.
So, you know, be sure to go get your Irish pierogies and Irish
yeah, the Irish bologna sandwich.
The Irish,
funnel
what
cake.
Was it? Egg rolls. Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, yes, Irish egg rolls, yes.
which is actually a thing that they put out. And I
they have cabbage.
Yeah, they do have cabbage.
Do they have potatoes and cabbage? That's all you need to make it harsh.
Yeah.
Or just go for the beer.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean that.
True.
Beer music party?
Yeah. Everybody's Irish on June 12th through the 14th.
Are they?
Yep. Whether you like it or not.
Also coming up, I mean, June is just around the corner here.
It's hard to believe.
Yeah.
The Parks and Rec will have their Picnic in the Park program.
Ooh.
So for families, it's free hot dogs, chips, and water, 5:30 to 7, each week a different park.
Okay.
So starting June 3rd, you got Preston Park. Mm-hmm. The following week is at the Kirk Cultural Center. And then Richardson School Park, and then it just keeps going.
And going, and going, and going.
And if you follow our calendar of events, all of these will be included.
Very nice.
And following along the same line of Party in the Park, starting June 1st, there'll be an 8-week program for children of all abilities. With the mobile rec.
Ooh.
So at different, there will be Mondays and Wednesdays and Tuesdays and Thursdays starting June 1st. Check out at Woodridge Park, Kaiser Park, Court Cultural Center, Oak Park, Waterworks, Lions Park, and Linden Park. Those are also going to be in the calendar of events.
Keep plugging that event.
And there's the cattail.
Seriously.
Cattail.
She's like, can you see her butt? No, you can't. Okay.
Yeah.
She's like,
check on my butt.
I know.
Check on my butt.
This is what she does.
Look at my butt. Mom,
this is why it can't work.
Look at my chocolate starfish.
God.
Now, you have to be careful. Like, there is a certain way to wipe her butt. And apparently, you can get arrested if you start getting into a fight with somebody over that.
All right, let's hear this story. I need to know about this. What's going on?
That was also the police blotter.
We need a survey.
Yeah, I need to look at that one.
All right, tell us the story on that one.
Hang on, I gotta pull it up. This was back on April 29th.
Okay.
Okay, so April 23rd, police responded to a pet store on Howe Avenue for two known females engaged in a verbal argument and exchanged profanities in the store parking lot. The argument was over the method in which one female was wiping her dog's... Okay, guess it's not a cat, it's a dog.
Okay. You can wipe a cat's butt any way you want.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Was over the method in which one female was wiping her dog's butt.
Her own dog's butt?
Yeah, as the other female felt she was hurting the dog. A witness corroborated the incident and stated that the dog was not in distress. The situation was de-escalated by the time police arrived, and both parties were warned for disorderly conduct.
I'm sorry, you know what? Maybe I'm old, but I don't have that kind of energy to have that kind of confrontation in the parking lot of a pet store whether or not I wiped my dog's butt the right way. I don't know. Yeah. I think I would just be like, cool, bye.
That's strange.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of mind space do you have to be to yell at somebody about, you wiped your dog's butt the wrong way?
I got nothing.
I'm old. I think I'm getting to that place where I'm just old, where I'm like, get off my lawn kind of old, where I'm like, I'm tired. I'm just going to go lay down so you can fight by yourself. That is hilarious. I don't know. Yeah. I don't think I could be a police officer because I think I would just get so freaking annoyed by that. Like, yeah. Why are you wasting my time about this? Guys, move on. Oh, well. Hey, guys, guess what time it is?
I don't know. What time is it?
Bartart. Seriously?
Bartart!
Well, shit, that was well worth the wait. Okay, thank you.
Was
I'm
it?
Curious
was
when it I, really? I'm curious when I go to edit this if it's going to pick up any of that.
Yeah.
Probably not. I know. I did it super quiet.
You'll hear like that.
I didn't do the loud one.
Yeah. So, Cuyahoga Falls High School Black Tiger, Maya Sharma, sure I'm saying her name wrong, won Ohio's 13th District Congressional Art Competition.
Cool.
She was surprised with the top honor at an award ceremony at Summit Art Space.
Oh.
She was awarded by Congresswoman Amelia Sykes.
Oh, yay!
And she'll be heading to the U.S. Capitol.
Oh, cool. Does she get to compete, or is she just showing off her art?
Her artwork is going to be is going to Washington, D.C. As the first place winner, it will be displayed in the U.S. Capitol building for 1 year.
Oh, what cool. An honor. That's amazing. Great. Good job.
I am going to put it back in Slack again. So there, I just shared the picture with you guys again.
Did you?
Oh, wow. Is that... Okay, what is that? Is that paper or is that... I'm sure it says, maybe I should read.
Actually, it doesn't.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it looks like it's...
looks like fabric. Look at it.
Yeah, fabric on wood.
That's pretty cool. Congratulations.
On June 6th, you can attend a murder mystery dinner.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Happening at Bluebird Event Center on Front Street. Which I didn't realize was even open.
I was going to say, where is that? That is by the stage?
No, that's about halfway down. I think it's just about...
Isn't that where Mr. Fonz used to be?
No, just past that.
Just okay.
There was like a church there in the big...
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Very nice. Yeah, I didn't know that was open either.
But for $60, you get a cocktail hour and mingling, elevated buffet dinner, drinks, and then the interactive murder mystery experience. One of you might be murdered.
It was murder.
I hope it's me. Fingers crossed, guys.
Oh, man, I wanted to get murdered.
Nope. I called it first.
Boo. I don't like that.
Like, no,
yeah, that sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, June 5th is a night of comedy at the Junks Building.
Ooh.
Is it?
It is. So it's the first Junks comedy showcase with a whole line of performers, many of whom have been at Hilarities, The Funny Bone, and other venues all across the country.
Awesome.
So go check out out a night of comedy.
No, I won't.
You won't? Okay.
Can't make it.
Wow.
Not doing it. Mm-mm.
Maybe we should take this podcast there, and because we're hilarious.
Well, some of us are. Not this guy.
I wasn't sure if who you were.
It's Kathy.
And it's not me.
Kathy's so vocal all the time.
No. I know. We have to tell her to stop, Kathy. Stop talking.
It's her
so
cat
much.
Cookie that is actually the. He's like, no.
He's just like, yeah, I'm not even participating in that.
The lineup for Flicks on the Falls this year has been announced.
Oh, has Yay! It?
It has.
Ooh, what we got?
The lineup for the Falls Downtown Fridays hasn't, and Front Street Live, even though it's happening in like 2 weeks,
yeah,
kind of concerned about that.
They're going to wing it.
But Flicks on the Falls, starting June 29th, they're playing Jaws.
I think we should have Jaws, and we should get like the little inner tube things, and we could be on the river, and they can show it. We can all be on there watching Jaws. I'm going to tag the mayor on that. That's a great idea.
That actually is a good idea.
Yeah, tag me to Facebook right now.
July 10th is the new Lilo and Stitch live action remake.
Oh, they made a live action of it?
It's actually pretty cute.
Really? Okay. Sometimes they can be really bad.
This one, I mean, they changed some stuff that made no sense. Just in general plot. But, you know, it was a good movie.
Okay, good.
Jurassic Park Rebirth is July 24th.
Which number is that? Is that like the
30th?
26. Yeah.
Seven? I think it's seven.
Jeez. How many times do they have to learn not to bring back freaking dinosaurs?
Well, apparently until the real scientists actually stopped trying to bring back real dinosaurs.
They're like, we got a really great idea, guys. We got the DNA of,
And finally,
in the cat, and let's see what happens.
And then they're finally on July 31st is Goonies.
Yes. Hey, you guys!
Baby Roof!
This is like adult, more for adults and stuff. Yeah. And I thought it
I'm gonna go there and do the couple.
Yeah. I mean, well, is Jaws still the only PG?
Probably, but that was before they actually had like the whole.
Oh, it's PG-13. Okay. Oh no, it is PG because PG-13 didn't exist until 1984.
Exactly.
I was gonna say that came out later. Yeah.
Yes. There's a lot of PG movies that probably would not be considered PG at this time.
Yeah, but back then you also had ashtrays in the back of cars and Burger King and McDonald's and
such
the McDLT ruled.
Oh, do you remember that? It stayed hot and fresh. And then when you got it, you got to put it in and it was in that styrofoam container that was like cold, just amazing. Destroyer of Planets.
Sorry, total jumping tracks there.
Generation X Unite.
So yeah, be sure to check out those movies this summer.
Yeah.
And a lot closer to today, next Thursday, Nine Light Cinema presents the classic tale of Duck Means Girl.
What?
What is
one, one down on his luck, marketing executive Duck meets punk rocker.
What?
What is going on right now?
Will they save the universe?
Probably not. No.
Thursday night at Nightlight Cinema, you can see Howard the Duck.
Oh, I was wondering. Really?
Yes.
For a small little movie.
I have my ticket.
Where is the Nightlight Cinema?
It's downtown. Just before you get to the library.
Hold up.
It's like where Musica is, if I'm
right. Yeah, it's like right next to Musica.
Yeah. It's right by the Akron Art Museum and the parking deck there where Akronim Brewing is and all that. Come across Y Bridge, next intersection right there, I think is what Market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like right there.
Huh.
It's kind of tucked away back alley. No. I don't think so.
It's an old theater, but not an old theater.
Cool. Okay, that made sense. Yeah.
It's an old building, but not an old theater.
Okay. All right. Well, that's so cool.
But I guess there's like an Ohio Films series going on like all across the area. Because somewhere else is playing A Christmas Story. This one, obvious reasons, Cleveland.
I'm sorry. This is how I have not watched that movie in a long time. What did it play? Did it take place in Cleveland?
It did.
Cleveland. I landed in Cleveland.
Oh, I think I do remember. Okay. Yeah. Oh man, I guess I have to go watch it. It's been a forever enough.
Well, tickets apparently are free for this.
Really?
I don't know if they just couldn't fathom people paying to see this.
Well, I mean, it has a following, right? It's one of those cult followings and stuff. So that's awesome. Well, good. I bet you're going to have fun.
Yeah. Yeah. My week is packed. I am going to this on Thursday and then going to see Grogu on Friday.
Grogu.
Baby Grogu. Baby Yoda.
Grogu.
Baby Yoda.
So yeah, I'm going to have a week of movies this week.
Yay, that's going to be great.
So yeah, everyone,
Yeah. We did a thing. We did a podcast. That's what we did.
And we did it in less than an hour.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, buddy.
We did it.
So
bonus. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Trivia. What were the names of the Wonder Twins?
I don't know.
No one remembers. Zan and Jaina.
How's that helping me in my life?
It's not. It's just where my fucking ADD is going right now.
You know what? You're the type of guy that, like, you're at a meeting and you're finally over and you're like, anybody have any questions? You're the guy that puts up their hand
you know
and
Howard
say,
the Duck was the first full length.
When we're all just trying to get the heck out of here, and now you're like, let's talk about this.
You know, when you get an ant drunk, it always falls on its right side.
Okay, how would you know that? Have you done your studies? Is this pure
research? There was research done on it. I don't remember that.
What did they give the ant?
I have no clue if it was straight ethanol or what they did, but supposedly somebody did.
I was like, did they give him Jaeger or?
Oh, yeah, they should.
If I know, I mean, it was in the corner puking afterwards.
That's hilarious.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us this week. That was a show. Definitely a show.
We did a thing.
Did a thing.
To be honest, if you guys are still enjoying the show, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Yeah.
Because we're weird.
Because, honestly, I'm amazed this show is still continuing.
It's all because of you. I'm telling you.
All because of Bart.
Yeah.
To be honest, sometimes I'm amazed this paper is still existing.
Hey, you know.
It's scratching by.
So if you've got any ideas for us,
please
shout them out to us on Facebook or in our email.
FallsFreePress@gmail.com.
And until next time.
Toodaloo, motherfucker. Sorry, don't put that
later
in there.
Bitches.
Bye.
Well, love you. Say goodbye.
Okay, bye.
All right, then. Bye.
All right, bye. Get out of here. Leave.
FallsCast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your call to Falls friends and family, so they can listen as well.